No, the radio has always been celebrated for its excellence. But there's a campus and community radio station by the name of CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. And like the best radio, it is passionate and it is personal.
From beautiful downtown Winnipeg, Manitoba, this is CKUW 95.9 FM.
I wake up, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I haver, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's havering to you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more than be the man who walked 1,000 miles to fall down at your door. When I'm working, yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who's working hard for you. And when the money comes in for the work I do, I'll pass almost every penny on to you. When I come home,
when I come home,
oh, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home to you. And if I broke, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who's growing older than you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more just to be a man who walks 1,000 miles to fall down at your door. When I'm lonely, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who's lonely without you. And when I'm dreaming, well, I know I'm gonna dream about the time when I'm with you. When I go out,
when I go out,
well, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. And when I come home,
when I come home,
yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home with you. I'm gonna be the man who's coming home with you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more just to be the man who walks 1,000 miles to fall down at your door.
CKUW 95.9 FM, Night Danger Radio is here live on the air in Winnipeg. Perhaps the only live voice coming out of Winnipeg, Manitoba tonight, maybe. I'm thinking. Everything else is piped in via the magic of satellite. Satellites. You can see them flying through the air. But no, you can't, actually. It's pretty damn cloudy out and probably still rainy. Let me just check. Again, even though we've switched studios, we still do not have windows in here. We can't get a window. I mean, how much does it cost to get a damn window put in? Okay, so it looks like it stopped raining, but it's 15 degrees in complete cloud. Yeah. So, there you go. But boy, oh boy, we're having a little bit of a party in here as we try to figure out this studio. Actually, let's do some experimentation now. Okay, so okay, no, that's not going to work, I don't think. I thought I had this figured out, but I don't even know. Oh, here we go, here we go. Let's see if... I wonder why. Okay, let me try this. Okay. Oh, there we go. There we go, there we go. We're going to try the background music here. It's... Okay. All right. I don't know if it should be a little bit louder, maybe. Let me try. That's not too bad. Okay. Wow. Okay, well, background music is a go. Well, we'll see. Once the song ends, who knows what's going to happen? It could go haywire. We have no idea. Anyways, that was our World Cup set for the week. I'm really, really a huge World Cup fan. And, yeah, it's too loud, dude. I can't concentrate. Concentrate. There we go. Okay. And so I'm a huge World Cup fan. Every 4 years, the World Cup comes around. This year, it's being hosted by Canada, United States, and Mexico. And it's been spectacular. If you're wondering, if you haven't been following along, Team Canada is doing quite great. We're 30th ranked in the world out of 211 countries. That's elite. I'm telling you right now, if you're ranked that high, we're elite and we're playing like it. We drew our first game with Bosnia and Herzegovina. Which we should have won. We dominated that game. But, hey, that's how sports goes. That's why you play the game. And in the second game, we just demolished poor Qatar. We beat them 6-0, scoring 6 goals in soccer or European football, as it is. Is tough to do. And but yeah, wow. We're 4 points. We're actually at the top of our group right now due to goal differential. And tomorrow at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, Team Canada is going to be taking on the Swiss, who are tied with us in points but a little bit behind us in the goal differential thing. So we're number 1, they're number 2, and then tomorrow that all could change. All we need to do tomorrow is a draw. You know, we don't even have to beat the Swiss, but if we get another point, we will go through to the group of 32. Unbelievable. Which will be a first for Canada. I mean, we got our first win in a World Cup, you know, against Qatar. Okay, let's see what happens here. Hold on. It's working. Cool. Anyway. I'm surprised. I'm surprised when anything works, you know? It's awesome. So, anything involving technology, that is. But anywho, so there you go. Tomorrow at 2 p.m., maybe get your boss to let you go early, or maybe let your boss watch TV or watch the internet or whatever, because this is a monumental game. This could mean absolute history for Canadian soccer, for sure. And then the set we just did was all about Scotland, of course. So my two favorite teams in this tournament are Canada, number 1, and Scotland, a very close second. I got a little bit of Scottish ancestry in me, apparently, and a little bit of Irish, which might explain the beer drinking thing. But anywho, I tried haggis, man. No. Not good. So I guess that's why I'm only part Scottish. But anywho, and the Tartan Army, all the Scottish people that came from Scotland are called the Tartan Army, and 40,000 strong, and they're just killing it. It's amazing. It's so cool to see. You know, people are actually saying to them, like, thank you for coming. We needed this, da-da-da. You know, because things are pretty tense in the States, right, with all the nonsense going on there and all that. So it's been really good for the people in the States. There's been petitions to bring back the Scottish people for a weekend, you know, every single year, never mind the World Cup, just to lighten things up and also to boost the American economy, because those guys can pack back a few beers, you know? I mean, if you can drink... They said that they drank triple the amount that they would have in Boston on St. Patrick's Day. That's freaking something else, man. That's because Boston celebrates St. Patrick's Day. You know how it works. So, I mean, dang, that's ridiculous. So, anyways, really cool stuff. And one more real quick story before I go through the music list, my Scottish music list was... So these dudes show up, and instead of getting a hotel room, they decided to rent a house. And at, what was it, 6:30 in the morning, a neighbor across the road woke up. He was getting ready to go to work. And he's like, what the hell? What the hell's going on here? And he looked out his window, and the Scots were in the front yard. There was a bagpiper playing in the front yard. And the Scots had the beers going at 6:30 a.m. on a Tuesday or a Wednesday. And he's like, holy crap. And they waved at him. They're like, hey, man. And he went over there. And, yeah, I think he had a beer for breakfast, and away we go. And so many stories like that. Amazing. But let's get to it. The Proclaimers we just heard. I saw a scene on the streets of Boston, of Baston, and they were playing the Proclaimers out of some speakers on one of the pubs. And people, not just Scots, were losing their mind. It was like a humongous dance party. It looked incredibly fun. So we played I'm Gonna Be 500 Miles from a record called Sunshine on, I don't know, Lay? L-E-I-T-H? I need the Tartan Army to tell me what the hell this is. From 1988 on Chrysalis Records, one of my favorite songs. You know, we used to sing, because you know, they go da 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 da. Well, we changed the words to, you know, go to the vendor and go to the vendor, go to the vendor, go to the vendor, 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 as in go to the beer vendor. Because we're so smart. But we were such smart kids back then. And we haven't gotten much smarter. Mogwai before that, from Scotland, that is, with Hammer Room from their latest, The Bad Fire, which came out in 2025 on Rock Action. That's going out to my buddy Matt, and it's his birthday, or it was his birthday. It was his birthday yesterday, I suppose, but now it's his birthday's over. But better late than never. I told him I was going to do that, and yep. I met Matt at the Sadie's. I had an extra Sadie's ticket, and I'm like, it's sold out. Like, you know, and whoever was going to go with me bailed on me or something. So I was like, oh, man, and no one else could go. So I put it up on the internet, and that's how I met Matt. And we've been going to shows ever since. So really cool. Happy birthday, Matt. Yeah. All right, the Jesus and Mary Chain before that, also from Scotland. Weird. All Things Pass, from a record called Damage and Joy. And I'll tell you a story real quick. I got to see the Jesus and Mary Chain live just once. And that was in Minneapolis. And I went to Lollapalooza, and they were one of the openers, and they did not disappoint. That's when I became, you know, a Jesus and Mary Chain fan, after I saw them at the Lollapalooza. Man, they were killer. Really good. Simple Minds before that. You know that song, Don't You Forget About Me. From the Breakfast Club soundtrack, 1984, A&M Records. Another killer Scottish band, eh? Simple Minds, yeah. You know, I played Flower of Scotland, and listen, I mean, that's such a beautiful song. And honestly, that rendition I played on the radio, I honestly don't know who's singing that song. Like, I don't know who the artist is, but it is written by Roy Williamson, world famous Scot, who I believe wrote numerous kind of folky, bagpipey, you know, songs for the Scottish. And yeah, I found that online, and I was like, you know, I was like, this is such a beautiful rendition that I got to put it on the radio. But then I'm looking, I'm like, isn't the dude who posted this gonna tell me who it is? And evidently no. So I got to do some research and find out. But what a song, Flower of Scotland. And I played that because, again, the Tartan Army, when they played the Scottish, well, it's the unofficial Scottish national anthem. The Scots don't actually have a real, you know, like O Canada or whatever. So, but that's kind of the unofficial one. So before their match, 80,000 people, 40,000 of them happened to be Scots, and they sang that at the freaking top of their lungs. I had goosebumps again. I'm like, oh my God. And it was just insane. Another unbelievably cool moment from the World Cup. Just, you know, the soccer's been great, and it's been amazing to watch if you're a soccer fan. But just watching the news that surrounds the World Cup, and, you know, how everybody is such a, you know, everyone's supporting their team so much. You know, it's just amazing. And it made me think, I'll just get a little bit negative here, but it just made me kind of smirk and laugh. You know, there's people in Alberta who want to separate from Canada. And then you see something like that. You know what I mean? You see the Scots, and they love their country. They love it. You know, they come to America on their own dime to watch their soccer team, you know, play. And they are singing at the top of their lungs, partying it up, you know, and not just partying with Scots, they're partying with everybody. They're partying with Americans, Canadians, whoever, they don't care. It's just a beautiful thing, and yeah, what a joke. Yeah, we want to separate from Canada. Well, go, get out then. We don't need you anyways. Like, what do you think, you're important or something? No, you're nothing. Get out. We don't care about you. No one does. So So there you go. What a joke, eh?
Oh, let's separate from Canada. Oh, we can't hack it. We're weak. We're worthless and weak. Aw.
And off the top, we heard the Auld Town Bag and Pipes Band with Scotland the Brave, which is another unofficial, Scottish anthem. So there you go. All right. Well, I can't believe we got the background music going here. That's pretty sick. What the hell? So we're getting used to the studio pretty quick here. Still got some tweaking to do, so there's still lots of chances for mistakes to happen. So hold on a second, though. I got to look this up. Let's see. Excuse me. Okay, so when was summer solstice? 2026. Let's get it. I can't remember. Okay. So on June 21st, which is Sunday, June the 21st, is there a time? Oh, yes. It took place at 8:24. Oh. UTC. What's that? I don't know what it is in Central Standard Time. But anyways, the summer solstice arrived on Sunday, June the 21st. So I figure, like I do most years, we should do some summer songs. And there are thousands of summer songs out there. So we picked how many? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We picked about 7 songs for you. So it's going to be a pretty long set. But let's celebrate summer, even though it's freaking cold out there right now and damp and possibly raining by now. But maybe after this, we'll check the CKW weather. But first, let's get into the summer tunes. We're going to start with a song from the soundtrack to Meatballs. Why not, eh? Like why not? We'll go for it. It's CKW. It's 95.9 FM Night Danger Radio. Until 3 in the morning, and we're halfway there. Look, it's 1:29. Almost 1:30. Yes, indeed.
You're listening to CKW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Don't let the word water fool you. Even though freshwater turtles rely on wetlands, streams, lakes, and rivers to survive, they all need land as well. In fact, these long-living reptiles begin their life on land, where the sun incubates their buried eggs. Sadly, motor vehicle collisions, habitat loss, and climate change threaten nearly all 8 species. You can help by watching for them on the road and by conserving their habitat. And that's just a start. To learn more about freshwater turtles, visit hww.ca.
We're doing Shakespeare in the Round again this year, of course. Our political roundtable, Henry Kissinger, will appear. Yasser Arafat is going to come out, spend a weekend with the kids, just rap with them.
That's amazing.
And the kids wanted animals, so this year each camper will stalk and kill his own bear in our private wildlife preserve.
Are you sure the children can hack that?
We'll see. But the real excitement, of course, is going to come at the end of the summer, during Sexual Awareness Week. We import 200 hookers from around the world, and each camper, armed with only a thermos of coffee, $2,000 cash, tries to visit as many countries as he can. And the winner, of course, is named King of Sexual Awareness Week and is allowed to rape and pillage the neighboring towns until camp ends.
That's incredible.
What do you expect for $1,000 a week? Hey, you have a good summer, too, huh?
catch my surprise and chasing the horizon. Nothing holds me down. Asking where the time's gone, dreaming with the lights on, trying to keep your eyes on something along the rise. Catch the call and whistle while we're walking. Something inside me dies. You and I.
Town, summer in the city, back of my neck and dirty hands. Being down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the sun. All around me, people looking at the choking on the sidewalk. The sound of that mouse head. The city, back of my neck, getting dirty and being down, isn't it a bit? It doesn't seem to be a shadow in the sun. All around me, people looking half dead, choking on the sidewalk. The sound of dynamite's head.
up in every corner and see. I'm wheezing at the bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop.
Downtown Playing Underground, where CKUW 95.9 FM.
Listener-driven, never corporate programmed. This is independent radio. CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Summer and we're having fun. I'll meet with you tonight down at the boathouse. I sail a stormy sea down at the boathouse. Down at the boathouse, I'm holding your hand.
Down at the boathouse,
we're leaving dry land.
Down at the boathouse,
I'm holding your hand.
Down at the boathouse,
we're leaving dry land. I'll meet with you tonight down at the boathouse. Someone kindly throw us a life-saving ring. Yeah. Meet with you tonight down at the boathouse. Boys and anchors rock a night down at the boathouse. Down at the boathouse where the evening is ours.
Down at the boathouse,
I'm tired of cars.
Down at the boathouse
where the evening is ours.
Down at the boathouse,
I'm tired of cars. I'll meet with you tonight down at the boathouse. And if the evening's too hot, we can take a dip. What I'm trying to tell you, this place is here. Woo! Down at the boathouse where the evening starts.
Down at the boathouse,
I'm tired of cars.
Down at the boathouse,
I'm holding your hand.
Down at the boathouse,
we're leaving dry land. I'll meet with you tonight down at the boathouse. I'll meet with you tonight down at the boathouse. I'll meet with you tonight down at the boathouse. Cloudport side of Floathouse, in ordinary side of the roadhouse. Doesn't matter if you're rich or broke house, it's the boathouse.
Bump, shibby do wop, 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 bump.
Yeah.
All right, CKUW 95.9 FM. Yeah, that's us. And we're live here in the middle of the night. What time is it? It is 3 minutes to 2 o'clock in the morning already. And we're busy trying to figure out this this satellite studio that we're in. If you just joined us, we got kicked out of our usual studio, and they're doing renovations here at the University of Winnipeg. They're the library is kind of all around us, where the studios are, and they're going to reno the library, and they're going to renovate some bathroom, some mystery bathroom that I've yet to visit, which is directly above the studios of CKW. So here we are on the main floor of Centennial Hall now, which is kind of neat. Still no windows, though. Yeah, we're still in just a plain old square room, but it's nice. It's the fellows, the guys that that run the station, you know, our program director, our manager, station manager, did a great job of moving everything. And I think Dave was in on it, too, our music director. And possibly, I think Uganna, who is our volunteer coordinator, I think he might have been part of this too, but they were able to move the studio, you know, to our new location downstairs here, and so far so good. I mean, it's nice, it's pretty cool, and a little bit different, but I got a feeling in like you know, a couple shows we'll be like right up to speed. But you know, we're only probably going to be here for, you know, for a month or a month and a little bit. And then we'll be back upstairs, and yeah, the upstairs studio is going to change dramatically, is the rumor. So there you go. All right. Listen, the summer solstice came on June the 21st. I mean, so far the weather hasn't really been, other than a week, you know, and also that week when it was really warm, remember we had those insane storms, so that was crazy. It's cooled down considerably since then, including tonight. Tonight felt cool and, you know, kind of damp, and you know, it rained all damn day, and we've gotten a lot of rain lately. But you know what? I think we'll make a bit of a comeback. Although the forecast is still calling for quite a bit of rain, but